Welcome to the Trumpet of Truth, a broadcast ministry of the Waycross Primitive Baptist Church located at 107 Linden Drive in Waycross, Georgia. Our mission is to make disciples in Waycross, Ware County, Southeast Georgia, and the world beyond. We do that by teaching and doing our very best to live the truth of God on earth as it is in heaven and encouraging others along the way. The Trumpet of Truth radio broadcast can be heard Sunday mornings at 9 and Sunday evenings at 5 on WASW 91.9 FM, American Family Radio. You are an important part of our ministry. Thank you for making us part of your Lord's Day celebration. Please stay tuned after the message for information on how you can receive a CD of the broadcast, a free subscription to our monthly magazine, or how to contact us if you have any questions about what you hear. Now, with the message, the pastor of the Waycross Primitive Baptist Church, Brother Bill Mullis.
Please turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Philippians. I would like to read from Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 9, reading through verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church of God at Philippi. He says, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." He's just saying basically in that verse, to do what I've been telling you to do, do what I've been showing you to do, and if you'll do those things, the God of peace shall be with you. I think that's one of the greatest needs that every one of us has every day of our lives, is that we need to have the God of peace to dwell with us. We need to feel the presence of God in our lives. So he says, do those things and the God of peace shall be with you. Verse 10 says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity." Verse 10, he's saying that the church at Philippi had sent money and or food. They had provided for the Apostle Paul's necessities in life. They had done that before. Now they had done it again. And he's thanking them for their care of him. Verse 11 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." The main thought that's on my heart this morning is the importance of us learning. What have we learned? What have you really learned? We have a great teacher. You notice in verse 12, after Paul says in verse 11, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." In verse 12, he says, "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and on all things." He says, "I am instructed." Now, who is it that instructed the Apostle Paul? Well, certainly, I'm sure that there were people that instructed him to some degree, just like we've all had teachers that have instructed us. My parents instructed me in a lot of different ways. I had teachers in school that instructed me. There are a lot of things that we have learned just in the secular world. We learn things at school. There are a lot of things that I learned that I don't still remember. There's a lot of history that I learned in school that I would not be able to pass a history test today that I was able to pass 50 years ago. There are a lot of things like trigonometry that I could do in high school that I can't do that today because I haven't used it in many, many years. I knew Latin very well in high school. I don't know Latin. I can remember very little Latin today. So I'm telling you that sometimes we learn things and then we forget the things that we learned. That's true in the secular world. It's also true of spiritual things, that sometimes we learn things, but then we also forget many of the things that we have learned. One of the things that helps us to remember the things that we have learned is if we are using them regularly in our lives. There was a lot of English grammar that I had to learn when I was starting in about the sixth grade, and especially in the junior and senior years of high school. I had to learn a lot of English grammar, and I've had to use that all through the years in various capacities. One of the ways is in working on the Trumpet of Truth. I have to use that I learned. The more that I use it, the more I remember, sometimes I have to pull out a grammar book and refresh my memory. Well, brethren, the same thing's true in the spiritual realm. There are things that we have learned that sometimes we forget. There are things that we were taught by God. He is our great instructor. You remember how Nicodemus said to Jesus, he says, "We know that thou art a teacher come from God." Jesus is the great teacher. The Bible tells us also that the Holy Spirit will be our teacher. So we need teachers. We need above all for God to teach us, but then we need to be paying attention to what God says, or else we'll never learn the lessons that He teaches us. The Word of God, all through the Scriptures, God tells His people to learn things. He says, "I'm telling you these things." One of the statements that God makes is, "I'm telling you these things so that you can learn to fear the Lord." People typically do not fear God. It is not in their nature to obey God. It is not in their natural nature to love God. Therefore, it is in our human nature. The natural man rebels against God, and the natural man does not fear God, and we need to read the Word of God, and we can learn to fear the Lord. When I read how God has dealt with His people, I will learn that it's a serious thing to fall into the hands of the living God. What Paul said is, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. When I read about how God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah because of them allowing homosexuality, it causes my heart to fear for the United States of America. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that despised that sin in Sodom and Gomorrah, the same God that said that was a grievous sin, that's the expression that the Word of God uses back there about that, the same God views homosexuality and the sin that people commit, He still views sin the same today that He has always viewed sin. So we need to learn a lot of things. We need to learn to fear God. Another statement that God makes in His Word is, we need to learn the commandments of God. If we don't know the commandments of God, we don't know what's right and what's wrong. If we don't study the Word of God, you remember how in the book of Deuteronomy, God tells parents that they're supposed to be teaching the Word of God in their homes every day. When they get up and when they go to bed, the parents are supposed to be teaching the Word of God to their children. Well, children are growing up today ignorant of the Word of God, knowing very little or nothing about the commandments of God. Why? Because parents are not teaching. The children are not learning the ways of God. They're not learning the Word of God. And so it is that they don't fear God. They don't know the commandments of God. They walk contrary to the commandments of God and have no fear because they don't fear God and they haven't learned to fear God and they haven't learned the commandments of God. God says, learn my commandments, learn my statutes. The Word of God says, learn righteousness. Now, the Bible not only tells us all these things to learn, but the Bible also says there are a lot of things you don't need to learn. There are a lot of things you should not learn. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 10, the Word of God says, learn not the way of the heathen. Now, brethren, the people of God, for the most part, the people of God are learning the way of the heathen. For the most part, the people of God have accepted and condoned all kinds of ungodliness. There are those who will take a stand against homosexuality and then turn right around and people be living in adultery and it makes no difference at all to them. They take no stand at all there. And the reason that families and churches are not taking stands against homosexuality is they first accepted divorce and remarriage without scriptural grounds. They've accepted that. They used to stand for it, but they don't today. Churches used to stand against it, but they don't today. And so it is that the people of God are not learning to fear God. They're not learning the commandments of God. They're not learning the way of God. And the result of us not learning the ways of God is that we will experience the severe judgments of God. Now, one of the things that we're looking at today is what Paul said here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. He says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. How many of you have learned in whatsoever state you are in, therewith to be content? Now, sometimes we think we have learned to be content. There have been times in my life that I think I have learned to be content. And yet I find that for a while I may be content with God and the things of God and completely happy and not be seeking after the things of the world. But before I know it, my heart goes after the things of the world again. I become greedy and I become covetous and money and the things of the world begin to allure me and I yield to those temptations and then I begin to forget to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I forget to put God first in my life. I forget sometimes to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. How do I forget to do that? Didn't I learn to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Didn't I learn to not learn the way of the heathen? Didn't I learn what was right and what was wrong? Didn't I learn from Achan what will happen when we become greedy and covetous? Didn't I learn anything from that? Didn't I learn from Abraham? Didn't I learn from Moses? When I look at Moses and how he was so faithful in so many ways, and then God told him to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock. He was angry with the people. His anger kept him out of the land of Canaan. Did I learn anything from that? Sometimes I do, but sometimes I forget what I've learned. And I pray that God will help us to concentrate in our hearts and our minds and our souls, that God will help us to concentrate on learning the things of God, concentrating on the things of God, and doing the things that we have learned. The Bible says that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. We're supposed to learn from the Word of God. This is the most important book that you'll ever read and study. This is more important than all the other schooling that you'll ever get in formal education. This is more important, a knowledge of the Word of God, knowing what God says, and doing what God says is more important than than the ABCs or the multiplication tables and the very basic things that all of us ought to know, knowing what the Bible says, learning the book, learning the Word of God is more important than everything else. One of the reasons that we go to the house of God, one of the reasons, the primary reason that we should go to the house of God is to worship God, to lift up our voices. Have you learned why you go to church? Have you learned that the purpose of coming is to worship God? Have you learned to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise? Have you learned to worship God? I hope we have. I hope we do. But have you learned also that one of the reasons we come to the house of God is to learn more? I need to learn a lot more. I need to learn more. One of the songwriters said, "More about Jesus, I would know." Some of the people of God don't want to know very much about Jesus. They're not really looking forward to being in the house of God. They don't want to learn too much. Well, brethren, we need to want to learn. The Apostle Peter said that we ought to grow in grace and in the what? And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in knowledge. When are you going to get full grown in knowing about Jesus? When are you going to know all there is in the Word of God? Listen, brethren, the people of God that forsake the assembling of themselves in the house of God, the people of God that don't have it as a primary desire to be in the house of God, they have forgotten something they need to learn. If they ever learned it, they have forgotten it's important to be in God's house, to learn from His Word. God will teach us. If we go to the house of God and we're asking God, "Lord, teach us, instruct us, show us something from Your Word. Teach me something today." If you come to the house of God asking God to teach you, I believe with all of my heart God will teach you something every time you come to the house of God. Learn. Paul says, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content." He says, "I am instructed." Are you instructed? And have you learned? Jesus makes this statement. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And then he says, "Take my yoke upon you and," does anybody remember what the next word is? "And learn of me." Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I want you to picture a double yoke of oxen. That is two oxen that are yoked together. And you picture them, they're walking together. They're going in the same direction together. They hear each other very well. They're laboring together. If you're yoked, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Do you know who's going to be pulling the majority of the load? It's not going to be you, it's going to be Jesus. You try to bear your own burden, you try to carry everything on your shoulders, and you're going to wear out. If you take His yoke upon you and you're yoked together with Christ, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me," you're going to learn when to pull and you're going to learn when to stop. You're going to learn which way to go. You're going to learn how to pull heavy burdens because you're going to learn to lean on Jesus. One of the songwriters said that, learning to lean, learning to lean. Have you learned to lean on Jesus? Have you learned to take His yoke upon you and learn of Him? The more you walk with Jesus, the more you talk with Jesus, the more you walk in the light as He is in the light, the more you take His yoke upon you, the more you will learn of Him. We need to pray that God will help us to learn of Him. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Luke chapter 11. We find here that Jesus, in Luke chapter 11, that Jesus was praying. Have you ever seen anybody do something, and when you saw them do it, you wanted to learn how to do it? I remember one of the most embarrassing times of my life. I spent 6 years in college. My best friend didn't finish high school, and he and I would farm together. And I would lease land, and he would farm it, and I would buy calves, and he would grow them, and we had an arrangement like that. He'd go buy 10 calves, and 2 weeks later, you'd get calves then for $3 a piece from dairies. And he'd say, 2 weeks later, we bought 10 calves. Now, 5 were mine, 5 were his. 2 weeks later, he'd say, Billy, 3 of your calves have died. I think he just kept up with it by the ones that died with my calves. But the man was smart. When it came to working, he was a smart man. And one day, we were planting a garden. He was planting the garden. He was behind the mule. And he was telling the mule, giddy up, or he'd make a little noise, and the mule would pull. And he knew how to keep that hand plow. Tommy knew how to keep, he was a strong man, but he knew how to work that hand plow, make rows just as straight and pretty. It was beautiful. Get to the end of the row, that mule would turn around and come back, knew exactly where to go. Tommy was telling him where to go and what to do. And I watched him, and I said, I want to do that. And he said, all right, here, take the plow. And I said, giddy up. Well, that was the only thing I did right, was say giddy up. And he started going. And then we got to the end of the row. Oh, I didn't. My row was terrible, too. I went over several rows that he had already laid out straight. It was a mess. But we got to the end of the row, and I said, gee-haw. Brother Carthel, you're probably the only one who knows that's a big mistake. What was wrong? That's right. G means which way? Right. G means right and haw means left. And I'd heard Tommy say G, and sometimes I'd heard him say haw, but I didn't hear that sometimes that he never said gee-haw together. G means right, haw means left. And we got to the end of the row, and I said, gee-haw. And that mule stopped and looked at me. And that's the dumbest I've ever felt in my life, was the way that mule looked at me. Now, Tommy had told me, watch him, listen to him, learn something. Well, I just didn't learn. Do you follow that? Now, I did learn that day. I learned that there are a lot of things some people can do that you probably won't be able to ever do. There are things that every one of you can do. Every one of you has the ability to do some things that I can't do. We all have different talents. We have different gifts. We have different abilities. And God has given to each of us according to our several ability. And yet God will give us all strength to work and labor together with Him. We are laborers together with Him, with God, with Christ, and each of us can do our respective jobs and accomplish a lot if we'll just stick to what God would have us to be doing. But I need to learn whatever my job is. I need to learn my job. Whatever my responsibility is, I need to learn my responsibility. And I have a lot. And you, as a child of God, we have a lot of things to learn from God. And we need to say, as Jesus was here praying, we're in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. The scripture says, and it came to pass that as he was praying. Now don't you imagine those people that were listening to him pray. What do you think they thought, Brother Andy? What do you think they thought? I've never prayed. I think that's probably what they thought. As they heard Jesus praying, and there was such a remarkable difference in Jesus praying. Have you ever heard anybody that just, when they prayed, that it was just like heaven opened up. And they were just communing with God. And as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Had they already been praying? Oh, I think they had all been praying. But I think that when they heard Jesus praying, they realized they were falling so short in their own prayers, they wanted Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. You remember how Saul of Tarsus, as he was on the road to Damascus, and Jesus appeared to him and he fell down to the ground. And then Saul of Tarsus said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do? Lord, what would thou have me to do?" And Jesus told him to go into a city and to go down a certain street called Straight and to go into a house where prayer was going on that street called Straight. And there it would be told him what he should do. The Apostle Paul obeyed God. He went to that house and it was told him what he should do. I believe that's representative of the church of Jesus Christ. That I need for God to speak to me and to all of us. Lord, teach us. Teach us today. Teach us to pray. Teach us how to walk. Teach me how. What did Paul say in Philippians 4:11? I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You might say, well, I can't be content in my situation. Well, in verse 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't want to die anytime soon. But if I were to find out that I'm going to die tomorrow, I hope that I would learn to be content. Now, I'm going to fight it. Everybody understand? I'm going to fight dying. When they told me 15 years ago I had less than a year to live without a heart transplant, I didn't accept that. I fought it. I didn't just lay down and die. I didn't want to die. But I did learn to be content with a totally different lifestyle. Do you follow what I'm saying? I had been going and going and going and going, and I had to stop and do nothing. Now, I had to learn to be content with that. I had to learn to accept that. All of us in this room, sometimes you're going to have to learn to accept some things in your life. We need to learn from God. You know, Jesus, listen carefully to what he said. He said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He was submissive to the will of the Father. On another occasion, he said, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." I need to learn to do the Father's will. The Father's will and my will are opposite. I need to learn what the Father's will is, and I need to learn to do what the Father's will is. Sometimes the people of God do not learn Christ. That's taught in Ephesians chapter 4. The Word of God says, "Ye have not so learned Christ." Have you learned Christ? Have you learned about the way of living that Christ calls us to? I hope that God will help us to learn righteousness, to learn the way of Christ, to learn the way of Jesus, to learn to take His yoke upon us and learn of Him. Learn of Him and learn from Him. May God help us to learn to be content. May God help us to learn that we need to grow in our understanding. May God help us all to learn the things that God would have us to learn and listen carefully. And may God help us all to run from those things that God says, learn not those things. Learn not the way of the heathen and learn not the abominable things that this world has to offer.
You have been listening to the Trumpet of Truth radio broadcast. We hope you have enjoyed and were blessed by the first message. Now, on to the second message for today. The pastor of the Waycross Primitive Baptist Church, Brother Bill Mullis.
If you have your Bibles tonight, I would ask you to please turn to Philippians chapter 4. I want us to continue our study that we began this morning. We tried to begin studying about God being a teacher. God is our teacher, and we need to learn from Him. One of the scriptures that's in the Bible, Jesus says that they shall all be taught of God. So there is teaching that God does, and we should be learning from God. We need to be going to God and asking God to teach us. You remember how the apostle, the Word of God tells us that the apostles went to Jesus and asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. They wanted to learn from Jesus. There ought to be a lot of things that we learn from Jesus. Just reading and studying the life of Jesus, there are many things that we can learn. One of the things that we can learn is how to be humble. The importance of being humble is stressed repeatedly in the Word of God. And yet I think that often we forget, you know, you can learn something and then forget it. And I think that sometimes we learn that we're supposed to be humble, but then we forget to be humble. We read about how Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. He came to serve other people. So we can learn all about serving people by looking at the life of Jesus. And all of us ought to be learning how to serve others. We can look at the life of Jesus and learn everything we need to know about serving other people. So there are many things that Jesus teaches us, literally teaches us, and there are other things that we can just learn from reading and studying the Word of God. The Bible tells us that whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning. So we should be learning from the Word of God. We should be learning from Jesus. And then there are people that teach us. As we look round about us, we know there are many different people that teach us. My daddy taught me not only ABCs and multiplication tables and a lot of other things, but my parents taught me many things while I was growing up. You and I have all had people that instructed us. They taught us many things. In Philippians chapter 4, and you're familiar with this passage of Scripture, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, learning to be content is something that's very difficult to do. I have seasons in my life that as I look back, I can say, you know, I was content for a little while there. But then I find that after a period of time of being content, I find sometimes that things happen and I'm not content in that situation. So I need to pray, God, just as Paul did, I need to pray, God, help me to learn in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Apostle Paul in the next verse says that he has been instructed to be content. He has been instructed by God how to be lifted up and how to be abased. He knows how to abound and he knows how to suffer need. So there are a lot of different things that we need to learn from Jesus. And I hope that God will help us all, even as the apostles went to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. I doubt there's anyone here that knows how to pray as well as we should. Certainly, I don't think any of us pray as often as we should. So we need to, when we say, Lord, teach us, they didn't say, Lord, teach us how to pray. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And one of the ways that God teaches me to pray is he'll bring afflictions in my life, and that teaches me to pray. Because when I and my loved ones and those in this congregation who are my loved ones, when you have problems, that causes me to pray. Because I know that the only one who can help us with all of our troubles, with all of our afflictions, with all the different problems that we face in our lives, the only one who can always help us is God Himself. And He is able. He's able to help us with all of our trouble, so we ought to be going to Him every day. God does teach us to pray. Now, in turning your Bibles to 2 Timothy, just a moment, I want us to look tonight in 2 Timothy chapter 3 as we're talking about learning and the importance of us learning the Word of God, learning from other people teaching us, and learning from God Himself. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, notice verses 6 and 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. The Word of God tells us about a people here that have a problem. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, the Word of God says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts." Now listen to the verse 7. "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Now that seventh verse tells us that there are people that are ever learning, but they never come to a knowledge of the truth. I believe that there are people that read the Word of God and they're always learning or memorizing scriptures, but they're never coming to a knowledge of the truth. There are people that oftentimes are trying to lead churches in a wrong direction, and they're ever learning, but they're never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. So you and I, if whatever truth we know, we need to understand God is the one who's blessed us to understand that truth, because you and I can learn the Bible. We can memorize the Bible and never come to a knowledge of the truth. So we need to pray, "God, help me while I'm studying. Help me to learn. Help me as I read the Word of God. Teach me. Instruct me. Open my eyes. Open my ears. Help me to hear the Word of God. Help me to see the truth in your Word. Help me not to be as these that are described here, that are ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Help me, Lord, that I might be the opposite of that. Help me that I might ever be learning and continuing to grow in a knowledge of the truth." Did you know there's nobody here that knows, there's nobody that has ever lived on the face of this earth except Jesus Christ, who knows all the truth. This is the most complicated and yet most simple book that has ever been written. There's never been a book written like the Bible. And you can read the Word of God and you can describe the history in the Word of God, but you can't see the truth in the Word of God unless God opened your eyes. Even believing that Jesus is the Christ, you can't even believe that one basic truth unless Jesus opens your eyes and blesses you to see that. You remember when Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're Elias or John the Baptist." And then Jesus says, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus' response to Peter was, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Whatever truth you understand, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you did not come to a knowledge of the truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, just by reading the Word of God. Because you can read the Word of God and still not really believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God has to open that truth up to you. As well as all other truth, you have to have the truth revealed to you by God. Therefore, in John 6:45, Jesus says that we will all be taught by God, because God is the only one that can really show us truth. We need to be taught by God. We need to be learning from God. Remember that the Word of God tells us that there are a lot of things. Though there are many things we need to learn, the Bible also says there are many things we ought not to learn. In Jeremiah chapter 10, the Word of God says, "Learn not the way of the heathen." Did you know that I believe that many of the people of God, they'll come to the house of God on Sunday, and they'll hear the Word of God, and they learn some things about God and about the Word of God. But then on Monday, when they turn on the radio, they're not interested in religion or in hearing the Word of God on the radio or hearing spiritual singing. They have other stations that they listen to that are very worldly and very carnal and very ungodly. And they are learning things they ought not to learn. I learned things when I was in high school, songs that I learned that I should not have ever learned. I should not have ever heard them, but I learned the way of the heathen. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? There are things that the people of God ought not to learn that they are learning. Children are learning things they ought not to learn. Children, young girls are sometimes being taught by their mothers. They're being taught how to allure boys. They're being taught how to appeal to the lust of the flesh. And what a crying shame it is that mothers are teaching their daughters to dress provocatively and dress in such a way that they're trying to promote the lustful flesh of man. That's learning the way of the heathen. And the Word of God says the people of God ought not to learn the way of the heathen. Those are heathen practices that we ought not to learn, and a lot of other heathen practices. Now listen carefully in Titus. We just read from 2 Timothy. Turn a couple of pages and look at Titus chapter 3. Here's something the Word of God says we need to learn. Titus chapter 3 in verse 14. The Word of God says in Titus chapter 3 and verse 14, he's already said in verse 8, let me read verse 8 and then we'll come down to verse 14. In Titus 3 and verse 8, the Word of God says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works." Do you hear that? That the people that believe in God, it's not enough. The Scripture says it's not only been given to us to believe in God, but to suffer for Christ's sake. Well, it is important that we believe in God. It's important that we believe God. But it's also important, as the Scripture says here, that we maintain good works. Now, the Scripture says in verse 14, "And let ours also learn to maintain good works." Now, the reason you need to learn to maintain good works is because maintaining good works is not something that you're automatically going to do. Let me just pause here and say this. There are some people who teach and believe that when a child is born again, they're going to automatically be doing that that's right in the sight of God. And that's contrary to the Word of God. Most of God's people are not following the Word of God. They're not following the ways of God. Being born again does not make you automatically do what's right in the sight of God. You have to learn what is right and learn what is wrong. You have to learn what the commandments are. You have to learn what we ought not to do, and you have to learn what we ought to do. And then once you learn what you ought to do and what you ought not to do, the Word of God says we need to learn, in Titus 3 and 14, learn to maintain good works. Did you know there are good works in our lives that sometimes we do for a while, and then we stop doing them? I ask you this question. How many of you have ever started reading the Bible every morning? How many of you have ever started reading the Bible every morning? That you just kind of made that as a commitment that you're going to read the Bible every morning. How many of you that just raised your hand, or some of you just would never raise it either anyway, but how many of you just raised your hand that you have started or made a commitment that you're going to read the Bible every day? How many of you have failed to maintain that good work? It's a good work to read the Word of God. It's a good work to study the Word of God. And yet sometimes the people of God don't maintain good works. The only way you're going to maintain good works is not just by God moving you, but you're going to have to learn to maintain good works. You're going to have to establish criteria in your lives that at a particular time you're going to do something every day. Same things about visiting in the nursing home. It's amazing to me as I look at the people that go to the nursing home that people tend to go in cycles. that there are people that will go to the nursing home and they'll be there and they'll be present for the worship services, maybe for a year, maybe for 2 years, and then all of a sudden, poof, they're gone and they're not there for the worship services anymore. Now, what happened? They were not careful to what? To maintain good works. They were doing some good works, but then they stopped. They did not learn to maintain those good works. In all of our lives, there are a lot of different works that we need to do. And every good work that we do, we need to maintain those good works and then add other good works to our lives. So it is that the people of God that are going to be following Christ and be taught by God, they're going to be learning good works and they're going to be maintaining those good works, and then they're going to be learning more good works and maintaining those good works, and they're going to get closer and closer in their walk with God. Isn't it beautiful to see the people of God that they learn from the Lord? They really do. They learn from the Lord. They really want to learn. They want to please the Lord, and they want to learn from the Lord. And they're asking the Lord every day, Lord, teach me, instruct me, help me, that I might do those things that would be pleasing in your sight. Go with me to Ephesians just a moment. I mentioned this morning in Ephesians chapter 4, the Word of God talks about that we have not so learned Christ. If we're not doing certain things, we haven't really learned from Christ. Listen in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 20. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, the Word of God says, but ye have not so learned Christ, learned Christ. Now, you can look at that in two different ways. One is, you haven't learned from Christ like you need to. But the other thing is, you haven't learned how Christ lives and lived. You haven't learned the ways of Christ. And you need to learn what it is to be a Christian. Let me just say that. You need to learn. I need to learn what it is to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus. And there are many of God's children that have not learned Christ. And then he goes on and says, now, the way that you learn Christ is by putting off the old man and putting on the new man. That's part of us learning Christ, putting off the old man, putting on the new man. Do I need to learn to put things out of my life? Look at the things he says. Start with verse 25. Look at the things he says that we need to put away. That's putting off the old man. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, he says, wherefore, putting away lying. Do I need to learn to put away lying? Do I need to learn to put away lying? I remember in high school, I had some good friends in high school. We helped each other. I had one friend that was bad about using profanity. And he said, Billy, I want you to help me stop cussing. And I said, all right, I'm going to help you. I said, every time you cuss, I'm going to hit you hard in the shoulder. And he said, all right. He said, I believe that will help me learn. And so when he used a slang word, when he used a word that even sounded like a cuss word, then I would say, okay, get ready, I'm fixing to hit you. And he would bow up and flex his muscles, and then I would hit him as hard as I could in his shoulder. And it did not take him long to be cured of cussing. Now, that's the truth. But in the middle of doing all of that, it caused me to think about my life and to think about, well, now, he's wanting to correct what's wrong in his life. He's wanting to be more like Christ. And I'm not perfect, even though cussing was not a part of my life. Other things were. And one of those things was exaggerating. And so I told him, I said, every time you hear me exaggerate, and that is, that's called lying in the Bible. When you're exaggerating, you're lying. And whenever I would exaggerate, it would be a lie. And so I said, Joey, every time you hear me exaggerate, I want you to call my hand on it. And I want you to say, bow up your shoulder, you're fixing to get hit. And so it helped us learn. Does everybody follow what I'm saying? It needs, you and I need help to learn sometimes. And we need God's help above everything else. We need the Lord's help to learn. And I learned I ought not to do things, but sometimes I need a brother or sister in Christ to walk along beside me and help me and say, you need to watch out. Here's something you need to be careful about. And all of us, if we love each other, we're going to say to one another, I want to help you in this area. Here's an area that you need to improve on. You haven't learned something, and if there's anything I can do to help you learn, I want to help you learn. Don't you want to learn to be more like Jesus? I want to learn to be more like Jesus. See, being like Jesus is being a Christian. Just believing that Jesus is the Christ does not make you a Christian. A Christian is somebody who believes that Jesus is the Christ, but they're also following Christ. The dictionary says they are a learner of Jesus Christ. So what does he say here in Ephesians 4:25 that's part of learning Christ? Put away lying and speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Then the next verse, verse 26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't ever, 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 to everyone here, I'm telling you, don't ever let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't be angry at anybody. Don't be angry at anyone. Now, if Teresa and I get in an argument after the sun's gone down, that doesn't mean I need to wait till the next night before the sun goes down to fix the problem. Brethren, just please, may God help us as husbands and wives. The pastor that counseled us before we married, he made us promise that we would never go to sleep mad at each other. Now, is that something we had to learn to do? But we made that promise that we would never go to sleep mad at each other. And in 47 years, we have never been to sleep mad at each other. I pray that God will help us to learn to be angry and sin not. May God help us to learn to get over anger. The Bible says that in understanding, we're to be men, but in malice, we're to be little children. What does that mean? Among other things, it means that if you'll watch little children, when they get mad at each other, they get over it pretty quick. If parents will stay out of it. So often I look at the children out there playing on the playground and look at 20 and 30 of them out there playing and having a wonderful time. And I'll just watch them, and occasionally two of them will get into it out there. And if you'll just leave them alone, it doesn't take them 3 minutes till it's all over and they're all playing again. Now, you and I ought to be the same way. I need to learn to forgive. I haven't learned Christ. I haven't learned what I need to learn if I haven't learned how to forgive. I have to forgive. The Word of God says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Christ has forgiven me, and I haven't learned Christ if I'm not willing to forgive. And this whole passage of Scripture, I'm not going to go through all these verses, but all of these verses in Ephesians chapter 4 talk about ways that we can live more like we ought to live and learn to be more like Jesus every day. Go with me to the Old Testament a moment. I mentioned earlier that me and Joey in high school, that Joey and I in high school, that we helped each other. He was a Catholic. And I was a Primitive Baptist. And he used to want me to go to church with him. And he said, there's not much difference in Primitive Baptist and Catholics. And I said, well, then you're not going to mind going to a Primitive Baptist church if you don't think there's much difference. But we were good friends. We really were. I have good friends right now in the Catholic Church right here in town. Wonderful, godly people, children of God. So we helped each other. Joey and I helped each other. And in college, I had friends that we would help each other try to do what's right. And as Christians in the church, that's part of our responsibility. Help each other. When you see a brother or sister get on the wrong path, help each other get back on the right path. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, now does he already know what the truth is? Has he already been in the truth? But he forgot and he erred from the truth, then we need to work with them to convert them. Now listen to Psalm 119. Sometimes, listen carefully, sometimes we don't listen to our friends. Sometimes we don't listen to other Christians. Sometimes we don't listen to anybody because we've gotten too smart to have to do what anybody else says. I have people quite often, they don't always say this, but they'll, by their actions, they'll say, I don't have to do what you say. Well, that's fine, well, and good. You don't have to do what I say. But if what I'm telling you is what God's Word says, you better do what God says, because you're not just accountable to me and to the church. You're accountable to God. I'm accountable to God. And Psalm 119, listen to verse 71. Psalm 119, verse 71. David makes this statement, or the psalmist here says in Psalm 119, verse 71, he said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might, what are the last three words there? That I might learn thy statutes. Did you know that there are often times in my life that God comes and chastens me, and I learn not to do that again? Early in our marriage, now I was faithful about tithing when I was young, and then I got to be married and I wasn't as faithful, and my wife kept telling me that we should be always tithing, and I would just hide money that I made from her and she wouldn't know anything about it. And next thing I knew, the washing machine tore up, and then the engine blew up in our car a month after the warranty went out. And when that engine blew up in that car, I'd already been warned by the washing machine, but I was really warned when the engine blew up. As soon as it happened, now some people don't think God does things like this, but God does those things like that to me. He wakes me up. He helps me learn. He taught me that I must be giving according to the teachings of God's Word. And when I realize what God has done for me, I want to give. It's not 10% that belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Under the law, they gave 10%. If you're not giving at least 10%, you haven't even reached that level of the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes and the Pharisees had a particular level. The people of God ought to have a much greater. The people of God today ought to be serving God a lot better than what they did under the law. That's what Matthew chapter 5 is all about, is what was required of us today is far greater than what was required under the law. Not to get us into heaven when we die, but in order to enter the kingdom of heaven and have fellowship with God here, we better to be following what God's Word says. So David said, it's good for me that I've been afflicted. Have you ever been afflicted and it was good for you? You ever been through hard times? Sister Ruth, did you pray a lot when all those different times, if you've been broken, her body's just been, she's probably had more broken bones than anybody in this building. And broken bones hurt. They hurt even after they're healed. And yet in all of those broken bones and all the tragedies and the wrecks and the falling and everything she's done, she learned patience. She learned to wait on God. She learned not to murmur and complain. She learned how to be more like Jesus. So in closing tonight, I want to ask you two questions. Number one is, what have you learned? What have you learned? What have you already learned from Jesus? What have you learned? See, Paul said, I have learned. He stated some things he had learned. What have you learned from Jesus? And the second question is, what do you need to learn from Jesus? Because there's a lot of things that we all need to learn. May God help us to learn from the Lord is my prayer for Christ's sake.
You have been listening to the Trumpet of Truth, a broadcast ministry of the Waycross Primitive Baptist Church located at 107 Linden Drive in Waycross, Georgia. Find us on your radio Sunday mornings at 9 and Sunday evenings at 5 on 91.9 FM, WASW, American Family Radio. We are committed to helping every child of God grow in their Christian walk with the Lord. If you would like a free subscription to our monthly magazine or a CD of the broadcast you just heard, please write us at the Trumpet of Truth, 655 Acock Road, Waycross, Georgia 31503, or call us 912-285-9193. Lord willing, join us next Sunday, and until then, let's blow the trumpet in Zion. We now rejoin American Family Radio.